Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Ralph Danglemaier, who is the CEO of BlueSnap. Hi, Ralph. Thanks for joining me again.
Hey, Karen. Great to be back.
So a couple of interesting and exciting updates we thought we would talk about and put them in the context of what I think is the bigger picture and value proposition for BlueSnap, which is this commerce as a service platform that you really are taking to merchants that want to do business cross border. So we'll break it out by first talking about the news with Magento and PrestaShop. So you've reinvented the shopping cart integration experience for those guys. Tell us a little bit more about what that is and how you did that.
Sure. So we have reinvented the shopping cart experience because we've created really simple plugins for Magento and PrestaShop that enable merchants using these e-commerce platforms to easily sell in 180 countries and allow our checkout templates to be configured into these shopping carts without having them do any development, really just do configuration.
So what can these merchants do today that they weren't able to do before?
So today, what they can do is they can configure into pre-populated or pre-formatted checkout templates that allow people to sell globally, where before, the merchant would have to code to these different checkout areas of the world through a series of APIs. And that takes quite a bit of time if you're trying to sell across the globe. So this plugins allow it to go a lot easier and a lot quicker.
So I know the vocabulary word, cross-border commerce as a service, may be a little new to many listening, but I think it's a fair characterization of what BlueSnap does. And I think it gets to the value proposition that you offer merchants and what you just touched on, which is you really provide merchants with the kinds of things that they may need or want to make available, but they don't really have to do a lot of the heavy lifting or any of it for that matter. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is. I think what's fair to say is that we want to give the merchants options. Today, the merchant's really only option is to build everything themselves through a series of APIs. And what we're trying to anticipate is, or the problem we're trying to solve, is when the merchant goes to sell globally, they not only have to build the checkout pages all around the world, they also have to build integrations into their accounting systems. They have to build integrations to the shopping carts. They have to build integrations to the tax providers for duties and taxes. And they have to provide integrations to the shipping companies. So what we're trying to do is to have those integrations all pre-bundled for the merchants out of the box so they could assemble and configure them the way they want. Or they always have the option of doing development.
So it sounds like this is sort of the Salesforce kind of model, if I were to make an analogy?
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. I mean, if you look at how Salesforce started off, they started off by doing one thing really well, which is what we think we do. We do global acquiring really well. And then we started talking to our customers, and they started to talk about the issues that they had selling globally and connecting to accounting systems and dealing with taxes and dealing with shipping and dealing with shopping carts. And I think very much like Salesforce did is they plugged a lot of different modules together pre-integrated so that you can kind of get everything you want from Salesforce as you need it, and you can kind of buy on demand. And that's what we're trying to do, is be the same solution for the merchants.
So what would a merchant have to do specifically, you know, get tactical a little bit here, if they wanted to actually take advantage of the plugins that Magento and PrestaShop have, in fact, already taken advantage of?
So we've laid out on our site four simple steps they have to do. They have to download the shopping cart. They've got to then register with the configurations that we provide. They've got to load the configurations and test them. So it's really four simple steps that can get them up and running within the day.
Wow. So it sounds to me like if a merchant is truly interested in doing business cross-border, no excuses for them not to be able to do that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what we like to say. We talk to merchants all the time, and they, since as you know, that there's a lot of research out there that shows about 25%, only 25% of the current e-commerce merchants are selling overseas or cross-border. They're full of excuses on why it's too hard to build a checkout process, it's too hard to do duties and shipping and deal with the site management. And we're trying to provide, we call, no excuses to be able to sell overseas. It's our little part in trying to help the economy, Karen.
Well, it sounds exciting and very simple. It really does. And I like the idea of this being, you know, kind of an on-demand possibility for merchants that may not need something today but may need or want something in the future, and they have the flexibility of taking advantage of that through the enabling platform that you have created.
That's exactly right.
Well, Ralph, thanks for taking a few minutes to explain what the latest and greatest is with BlueSnap, and we look forward to the next big milestone. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Karen.